Okay, welcome back again to the program. Now, a new feature. We had this a couple of years ago on the show, and it went down a treat. It was very, very popular. We're calling it Wild Wednesday, and it's an initiative held in conjunction with Sligo County Council, where they're encouraging people to explore and connect with nature around them as part of their new Nature is Good for You campaign. And we'll be doing this throughout the month of May. We'll be joined by a number of guest speakers who'll be talking to us about how we can notice nature more and build resilience into our everyday lives. As I said, it's a lot more relevant now because of the COVID situation we find ourselves in. We have a couple of guests to talk to today, but just to get an overview, we're going to today talk about the Healthy Ireland Keep Well campaign and explore exactly how nature is good for you. We have a number of guests to talk to. We'll start with Siobhan Ryan, who's Heritage Officer with Sligo County Council. Siobhan, good morning to you and welcome to
good
the show.
Good morning, Niall.
Well,
thank you very much.
Nature is good for you. What does that mean exactly? What is this all about?
Well, really, I suppose what we've all experienced since last March is that spending time in our gardens, spending time in green spaces has really been, I suppose, an unexpected source of solace, calm and joy for many of us. And I think that increasingly scientists are now studying the effect that nature actually has on people's mental health and well-being. And even though it's complex, it's certainly there are significant benefits for us, whether we're spending time in nature, whether we're exercising in nature, or whether we're bringing nature into our gardens by putting out bird feeders and watching birds out on the bird tables, or perhaps nesting in nest boxes in our gardens. So I think it's all positive, and I think that when we spend time in nature, we also have an opportunity to give back to nature and perhaps record it and protect it and maintain it for the future as well.
Right. Well, we hear so much about biodiversity, particularly in the past year or so. What exactly is biodiversity, and how does it benefit us? What does it do for us?
Well, biodiversity is the variety of life all around us. It includes all habitats, species, and it includes the genetic variety between different species. So it's extremely, it's the web of life is perhaps the simplest way to put it. And biodiversity offers us fantastic functions, perhaps that we just don't realise. They're called ecosystem services by scientists. And basically what that means is that we get clean air, we get clean water, we get food, we get products for building, we get medicines, all from nature at no cost. And I suppose that increasingly the other benefit that we have realised, really particularly in the last year, is that we're getting the benefit of well-being. Time spent in nature is good for us. It certainly helps us with stress, anxiety, it helps us sleep better, and it certainly increases our happiness. So I think that it's all good, and nature has so many benefits for us that we also need to be mindful of taking care of nature as well as it's taking care of us.
Right, okay. Well, also on the line is Marcella McGarry. Many of you, of course, will know Marcella well. She's the Healthy Ireland Coordinator with Sligo County Council. Marcella, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning. Well, what is your role? What is Healthy Ireland Coordinator do exactly?
Well, actually, Healthy Sligo Night, because the national programme is Healthy Ireland. And so what we've done is, as coordinators around the country, is kind of taken ownership of the Healthy Ireland logo by saying Healthy Sligo, or it could be Healthy Leitrim or Healthy Cavan or Healthy Monaghan. So we're Healthy Sligo. So I suppose Healthy Sligo is all about promoting good mental health and physical well-being. And as Siobhan has been pointing out, like, all those things are vital to, I suppose, keeping our citizens of Sligo healthy through all this current pandemic. And now as we're coming out, we're moving on a bit. It's more important, I suppose, to keep well through all of this. So I've been running the Keep Well campaign here, and with the support of the LCDC here in Sligo County Council. And I suppose looking at and developing and implementing key strategies approved by the LCDC in relation to Healthy Sligo and keeping well. And I suppose my job is all about building relationships and collaborating with people and individuals and communities. So we work with 35 projects now under the Healthy Sligo running. And the Community Resilience Campaign then was ran from last November up till now. So you will have seen, for example, six videos we did on the County Council website. And one of those videos, just in relation to what Siobhan's talking about, was the positive nature, which had Lucy Brennan at the star focus in it. And Lucy, I suppose, really talked about the significance and the importance of nature during lockdown, yeah, and how people became much more aware of their surroundings and of nature and the significant importance of that being connected to nature during lockdown. That was going out for the walks, mainly walking, running, and bringing kids to the park, going to the forest, going down for anybody who lived within the 5K, going to the sea, going to the lake. And I mean, obviously in Sligo, sure, the lake is the centre of everything in Sligo town. So we've got so much biodiversity around there and so much interest. It's been fabulous. Yeah. So I suppose it's very important that people still stay positive, still stay connected, and particularly, I suppose, in Siobhan's thing is about the whole biodiversity thing and nature, how important that is for our well-being and our mental health. I'm sure you're out for a walk yourself now.
I go walking before you're even off the pillow. Every morning I go walking, believe it or not, before I go to work. So there you go. But so when Siobhan talks about happiness and increasing our happiness, you know that to be the case. That is the case.
Well, even like that, when we were making the video with Lucy that time and meeting people, like for example, I was out in the park there at the weekend because I have some merchandising belonging to for Healthy Ireland or whatever, Healthy Sligo, and talking to people. And the amount of people who go out that were never out walking before, that are suddenly looking at things like when the tulips are coming up, the daffodils are there, what's coming up next, what's happening next, then taking an interest in garden, looking at the honeybees, take an interest in fishing. There was a young guy there and caught his first salmon at 13 years of age on the river there a few weeks ago. Do you know, young people have got interested in those, in fishing again, for example, which is very significant development in Sligo, because fishing, as you know, in Ireland, Sligo on the lake is very, very important.
Yeah.
And lots of people fish, and anglers are very keen that expertise and that knowledge and that skill set is passed on. So it's kind of Healthy Sligo looking at that kind of thing as well. Try and look at those kind of skills and traits and to keep them going, not to lose them. You know, and obviously, as you know yourself and I, the whole country is sea swimming, but obviously in Sligo, sea swimming has become hugely important, yeah, and very important for people's well-being and mental health. And people are also swimming in the lake. And the lake plays, like I keep saying, a very significant feature in the lives of Sligo people, in the town in particular, and the county. I won't exclude people, obviously. But yeah, it's very important for boating, for kayaking, for swimming. You know, it's a huge centre of attraction. Like, we're back in the lake again swimming ourselves. It's Baltic, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, and of course we know you've been involved for years, as we know through your many interviews on various programmes here. You've been involved in the Loch Gill swim. And
that's right, yeah,
you know, the sea swimming, and we've had a number of people, and Claire was talking to a number of people involved in sea swimming last week, and there's been an explosion in the numbers of people going sea swimming. That helps people's just general well-being, doesn't it?
Absolutely, you know, and lots of people will say, you know, that when you swim in cold water, immerse yourself in cold water, be it in a wetsuit or be it in skins, and skins is when you just go in your togs, basically, that's what skins is. You know, it recharges the batteries, it invigorates you for the day. If you've had a very bad week or a very bad day and you go in, even if it's for 4 or 5 minutes, you jump in, you do your thing and you get out. It's just that whole tingling sensation, that whole sensation of just recharging your batteries has been very important. And obviously for Loch Gill, like, yeah, we're going to go virtual again this year now. We launched it there yesterday. Just that's a separate thing to this. But anyway, now that you've asked me. Yeah, so we launched the swim on Monday, actually. So we're going to be going a virtual swim, and we mark the day again on August the 14th.
Okay.
Because that's the day we normally have the swim every year, but obviously with COVID, that won't be possible to have the numbers.
Right, okay. Well, Siobhan...
You swim yourself, Niall. You have to take that.
Well, I do swim, but I'm not at your level, nor even close to the expert swimmer here, as you know, is Francis Boylan.
Oh,
he's the expert swimmer.
We've had Francis in Loch Gill. He might come in again this year, Siobhan.
I'm sure he will. I'll have a word with him now in a minute, now that you've been on. Siobhan, there are health benefits in relation to this, just apart from the awareness of nature, as Marcella says, there are numerous health benefits to all
yes,
this.
Yes, absolutely. I suppose that, you know, research has shown, no more than Marcella has said, that increasing our exposure to nature improves both our physical and also our mental health. So positive effects can be psychological, in terms of addressing psychological conditions like depression, anxiety, you know, low mood. And I suppose, just as I mentioned earlier, improving our sleep. I know certainly if I'm out for a walk or a long walk or get out in the fresh air over the weekend, I sleep great that night, reduces stress. And I suppose it just reduces the negative emotions, I think, that people have been dealing with, you know, over the last year in terms of COVID, and that people have been struggling in terms of not seeing their families and not seeing their friends. So hopefully, you know, as we come into the summer, there's an opportunity for people to have that outdoor picnic in a nice, on a beach or at a woodland beside a lake, and to reconnect with their families and their friends. So all of that nature-based activities is also very important for promoting positive social interactions. And I think that overall, the summer is looking good in that respect. So I think that, you know, if there was a study done in 2019 in the UK in the University of Exeter, and they were asking, like, you know, how much vitamin N, how much nature do you need, you know, to keep well, and what they came up with.
What is vitamin N?
Well, I suppose it's just a term for nature, just, you know, spending time in nature, because I suppose you have GPs in the UK, and I know in the Shetland Islands from 2018, they were actually prescribing, you know, nature medicine to people who are suffering from anxiety or stress, which is like go bird watching or go for a walk on the beach or go for a swim. You know, trying to encourage people to reconnect with nature, because we've become so urbanized, you know, we've become so town-centric, so city-centric, whereas before we would have had much greater connection. You know, in 3,000 years ago, we would have been much more connected with nature, much more connected to the seasons and just the cycle, you know, of life as it goes through the year. And we're actually becoming more urbanized. So by 2050, you know, 70% of the global population will actually live in cities, you know, and that's not necessarily a good thing. So we need to plan for making space for people to connect with nature. And I suppose from a local authority point of view, it's like County Council, you know, looking at our development plans and looking at where we can actually create spaces besides Sligo City for people to actually experience green spaces and nature and water. It's incredibly important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, I think people's well-being, you know, will certainly be well looked after if we can plan ahead and provide for that.
Many thanks to both of you.
Just one more thing there, I suppose. Even if you're out meeting people, we say, in the likes of Dorley Park or Mitchell Curley Park or in Hazelwood, people do talk about the significant impact of nature on their well-being and on their mental health. And now when you go home after a walk, you feel invigorated, you feel well, you feel ready to take on something else. But you've also engaged in nature, that and you know, that positive feeling. And also some of the stuff as well was done during lockdown as well. There was a series of walks. So there was a video taken of a walk in an area. And the video, all you had to do now was just look at the video. There was no sound, it was just the sound of nature. And they were really, really popular. And it just brought the walk to people who couldn't go to the walk. So there's all sorts of resources out there for people to use and still use if they wish to do so. People should be mindful of those things while they are available as well.
Many thanks to both of you for joining us for Wild Wednesday feature, Siobhan Ryan and Marcella McGarry. Next week we will be focusing on bringing nature to your back door and how you can pledge your garden for pollinators.